The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to do a little bit of Bible weaving tonight because there are some pieces that we don't ordinarily hear, certainly not in the culture, often not in Christian radio, and certainly not necessarily conversationally. But our first lesson tonight is an alternative lesson. I would say for the majority of my years, the traditional lesson from Joel has been read for Ash Wednesday. In fact, John Perrin was reading at noon today, and he's done Ash Wednesday so many times, he said, "Pastor, are you sure?" Yes. Isaiah 58. Because our gospel is from Matthew chapter 6. And it's toward the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has a lot to teach his disciples. Of course, chapter 5, the Beatitudes, the blessed are's. Later in the chapter, that one verse that we share at every single baptism, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." I bet you have that memorized. Let your light so shine. I know we're not in the Epiphany season anymore, but it's appropriate. And also in chapter 5, Jesus teaches some radical things in 5 and 6 and 7. He says things like, "Well, of course you don't murder. But I tell you, even if you hate, Of course I tell you, do not commit adultery. But even if you lust, if you call someone stupid or say you fool or point fingers, you've certainly not pleased God. And so that's all the lead up to tonight's gospel about keeping your piety under wraps. It seems contradictory, doesn't it? Maybe just a little bit, that in one hand, we're being told, don't hide your light under a bushel. No! You know the song. Let your light shine. And on the other hand, we're being told, but when you pray, do it quietly. When you give alms, don't tell anybody. Well, it's the same coin, different sides. Let your light so shine is what the prophet Isaiah was talking about hundreds of years ago, hundreds of years before Jesus. And let me just highlight a few of those verses again. Isaiah 58. Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of the oppressed, of the injustice, to undo the thong of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. And here's where Isaiah goes. He says, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. If you offer your food to the hungry, satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. Take this insert home and read it. It reads like much of the prophet Isaiah. It also reads like a few other things we know. Do you remember a few weeks ago when Jesus announced himself in the synagogue in his hometown? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Today. The fulfillment of all of those Old Testament promises was fulfilled in Jesus. Your light has come. And so on this Ash Wednesday, as people all over the world are trying to figure out, what does Lent mean? That's the first L of Lent. What does Lent mean? What should I give up? What should I take up? What should I give away? You can do any of those things or none of those things. But let your guiding principle be, if I give up or take up or let go, will I be shining the light of Christ more brightly? Will I be shining the light of Christ more brightly? Because to be honest, most, I think, of the things that I know in my childhood that I thought about giving up for Lent had to do with proving that I had self-discipline. I'm going to give up chocolate for Lent. That had nothing to do with sharing the love of Jesus or letting his light shine through me. It was to stubbornly persevere and show that I could, except on Sundays, give up chocolate. Right? Now, there are things that we can give up, perhaps, that bring us into deeper relationships with one another, into better relationships with God. Maybe it will be, I will read one news article or book every week or every month or whatever your reading schedule is from someone whose opinion I don't agree with, to understand them better. Or maybe it's taking a break from social media or electronics and spending that time with live people. You know what I'm talking about. The Lenten disciplines are never intended to draw more attention to ourselves. I can do this. Well, two-year-olds say that all the time. But can we take up disciplines or give up vices in order to be more Christ-like? Individually and as a congregation and as a larger community? The light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Tonight we will be reminded that we are dust. It's the ancient words from Genesis. When Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, and God looked at them and said, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." We all know that this lifetime that we have with this skin and bones and body is limited. Everything that humans have created on earth can be deconstructed. We are but dust. And yet, what does God do with dust in the book of Genesis? Bible quiz. He creates new stuff out of it. What does God do with death through Jesus Christ? He creates new life. You see, the purpose of our dependence on God is not to be fearful and scared and clinging to things of this world, but to find joy and life in the one who loves us enough to take the weight of our sins upon himself, to take on the cross in order that we might become new creation. May the peace of Christ that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in this one that creates life out of dust and new life out of death. Amen.